friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Picture of police officer praying with woman's devoted dad is special memory after he's gone. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One picture of a police officer praying after pulling someone over was shared online, and the sweet moment will restore your faith in humanity. Ashley Wilkerson was driving her father, Anthony Tony Geddes, back to his home in Columbia, South Carolina, after he had finished a round of chemotherapy treatments. While driving back, she was pulled over by a police officer. "We heard a siren and saw a blue light coming behind us," Ashley said. "I immediately looked down and to the side of my right to see what speed I was doing and the speed limit. I then realized that the speed limit changed from what I was previously going by." That's when Trooper Jarrett Doughty pulled over. He informed her that she was speeding, and he asked for a license and registration. Without hesitating, Tony spoke up to defend his daughter. "This is my baby girl," he told the trooper. "She's driving me home from a chemo treatment at the cancer center at Duke." Trooper Doughty knew that he was going to let Ashley off with a warning, but he also wanted to do something special for Tony. Before sending them on their way, he asked Tony if he could pray for him. "Of course, I absolutely believe in prayer," Tony replied. 2 months after this incident, Tony passed away at the age of 61, and Ashley shared a picture online of the beautiful moment between her dad and the officer that she had secretly captured. "You didn't know I captured this picture in the moment, but I did it so it could continue to remind me of two things," she wrote in the caption of the photo, like she was talking directly to her father. "One, you always protected me, even through your final days. And two, you were a fighter, firm believer in Christ, and a praying warrior. I'm so grateful for your love, guidance, and example. Heartfelt thanks to this officer who prayed for you and with you that day." Ashley says that her father was her favorite person in the world. Our hearts and prayers are with her as she grieves his loss. She was widowed with three kids at 25, but God had plans for her and a widower to find love again. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Brittany and Daniel Brooker were both widowed at young ages and both had small children to raise, but God led them through their grief to one day find love again as the Brooker Bunch. At weddings, a couple vows to love one another for as long as they both shall live, and most of us assume that life will span multiple decades. Sadly, though, that's not always the case. Sometimes lives are cut short, and that was the case for the first marriages of Brittany and Daniel Brooker. Doctors diagnosed Daniel's wife, Lindsay, with cancer at just 19 years old. Lindsay fought bravely and beat the disease then and again at 21 years old. During that time, Daniel and Lindsay married and adopted two children. But years later, Lindsay's cancer came back out of nowhere. And this time, at 28 years old in 2015, she found her healing in heaven. "One of the hardest things that month was picking up my phone to text her out of habit, calling her phone out of habit, and stopping mid-dial or mid-ring and knowing I will never hear her voice again," Daniel recalled. The loss left Daniel Brooker devastated and questioning his future now that the love of his life was gone. But God never left Daniel's side and assured him there were blessings to come. "God spoke to me so clearly," Daniel says. He said, "That connection that you desire with Lindsay and that you want, you can have it, but it's through me. And what she's doing right now is worshiping me. Why don't you try that?" Daniel decided then to surrender his grief to God. In 2015, before Brittany ever knew Daniel Brooker, she too was experiencing the grief of losing a spouse. Brittany and Patrick were each other's first relationship. The pair wed in 2011. Brittany recalls how the two promised to be faithful to one another until Christ calls me home. By 2015, the couple had three kids under the age of three. Life was hectic but extremely blessed. Then, one day, Brittany received a call from Patrick's boss that changed everything. Patrick suffered a fall at work, and when Brittany arrived at the hospital, she could tell from everyone's faces the news wasn't good. "I'm so sorry, Brittany, but Patrick died," they told her. "His heart just stopped beating." At the age of 25 and with three boys under the age of three, Brittany became a widow. But just like with Daniel Brooker, the Lord was with Brittany in her time of grief too. "I also felt Jesus just sitting with me and saying, 'I feel your pain. It's going to be okay. I'm going to walk you through this,'" Brittany recalls. Both Brittany and Daniel Brooker leaned into God during their darkest moments, and he carried them through. And when their hearts were ready, God brought the widower and widow together to form the Brooker Bunch. "For our family, there is always a road of joy and sorrow that intermingle," Brittany explained. "Patrick will always be part of my story, and Lindsay will always be part of his story." God has merged their past into a new and bright future. And the Brooker Bunch got even bigger after Brittany and Daniel Brooker welcomed a daughter together, Laurel Grace. Though their story includes plenty of tears and heartache, Brittany and Daniel share it to show the goodness and faithfulness of God through all seasons of our lives. And even in the toughest times, God is weaving together something beautiful. "God is not wasting your pain. He's not wasting anything you're walking through," Daniel says. "He sees you and he cares, and he wants you to live out a life that's full of joy, full of love and passion and pursuit. And we have to make a decision that no matter what we walk through, we have to trust and believe that that is still waiting for us. That is still ahead." Brittany continues saying, "When you feel like your life is over and there is no hope ahead, and you feel like you're drowning in pain, just reach up to the hand that is trying to pull you out, which is Jesus. Keep hoping, even when it hurts."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.